Now back to Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Dawn and Helen Luther on the beach.
Thanks to Evie for that rousing song, and now we turn to Anne Murray. As mentioned, Major Evenden will be talking about children going to camp. As adults, we must encourage them and pray for them, because with his power, their potential is unlimited. Truly, it is no secret what God can do.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you.
Helen will read to us now on this very topic about faith, incorporating some earlier themes from this morning about birds and about children. So think back, try to remember, and listen closely as Helen reads.
And from his daily devotional book, Hope for Each Day, the Reverend Billy Graham speaks to us about God values faith. How happy would a parent be if his child constantly questioned him whether his needs would be met? The parent would feel frustrated and sad, perhaps even angry, that the child did not trust him. The Bible has scores of references telling us how much it pleases God for us to trust him for every need. The Roman soldier expressed great faith when he told Jesus just to say the word and his servant would be healed. Jesus told his disciples, "Look at the birds. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" God values our trust in him above every other character quality. And how do we develop trust? By spending time in God's presence through prayer, worship, and reading his word. We develop it also as we step out in faith and discover he really can be trusted. Are you trusting him for every need in your life?
From the North York Children's Choir, just in the north end of Toronto, which we refer to as a singing company in the Salvation Army, let's share the excitement and enthusiasm of the youthful vocalists as they share with us Dare to Be a Daniel.
Thank you. For the first years of my life, my family holidayed at the Salvation Army camp at Jackson's Point on the south shore of Lake Simcoe. Officers could take their families there, and it cost the equivalent of 1 week's pay for each week you stayed. So we would stay for 3 weeks each summer. I think one of the reasons that my parents chose it was that all the meals were prepared for you, the dishes done, all those sorts of things. It had a great beach and lots of other people to socialize with. And Dad, well, he got to play golf twice a day for only 25 cents. That's if he did the diapers. It began a love affair with going to camps, and recently I spent a few days at Jackson's Point. I went for a walk, and the memories clearly returned. The beach, the rock we would climb on, the baseball diamond, and of course, our cabin, the one we stayed in. It was there that I accepted Christ as my Savior as a seven-year-old. Yes, the camp has changed over the years. The old dining hall with its ghost stories are gone. The common washroom facilities are no longer needed, as now every cabin has its own washroom, and things are winterized. But most of the cabins look the same from the outside. The baseball diamond, the beach remind me of those days long ago, and the big rock that we would climb on still sits in the same place. Year after year, the same families returned, and lifelong friendships were made. I remember watching my grandfather play croquet. The care he took to regularly cut the grass with the hand mower and then roll it. Children were not allowed to play on the grown-up court except with strict adult supervision. They took the game very seriously. Years later, Marilee and I began the same tradition as we would take our young kids to Jackson's Point. This week, we will deliver kids from Collingwood to their turn at Kids Camp. They'll be going to either Jackson's Point or Newport Adventure Camp outside Huntsville. Marilee and I led Camp Newport for 5 summers, and it's a special place for the whole family. Ian had just finished grade 5 and Mark grade 3 our first summer at Camp Newport, and our kids continued to work there until just a few years ago. They both continued to volunteer. And that's where Ian met Courtney. And a year later, they were married. Camp still hasn't escaped our family. Courtney is the girls' camp director at Camp Mineowee in the Muskokas. And Ian and Courtney live on the camp year-round. Mark joined them and worked through the winter supporting rental groups and school groups. He seems to do everything, and I'm really not sure what his job title is. But he's there for another summer and probably beyond. And you can guess where Mark met his new girlfriend, Jill. Yeah, at camp. Working at camp runs in the family. My parents, sisters, both Marilee and I worked at Jackson's Point in our teens. We created some friendships that have lasted for many, many years. The Salvation Army Camp focuses on providing a unique place for the disadvantaged children where they can experience the great outdoors and love Christ. All over our country, kids are attending Christian camps. For some of them, it will be the only time in their lives they will hear the true gospel story. To say grace before a meal. To study God's holy word. The relationships they will build, first with the staff and with other campers, will be special. For kids from large cities, it may be the first time they get to swim in a lake or paddle a canoe. What can you do to help Christian camping ministries? Of course, first you can pray for the kids, the staff, the volunteers. You can make a donation to a camp. Find out which camp your church sends kids to and sponsor one of them. Send them a card. Let them know that they are being prayed for and loved. Summer Christian camping has been a valuable part of the church. I'm sure many of you attended, volunteered, or worked at a Christian camp. You carry fond memories of those times. Help other kids to hear Christ and grow in their faith. I am Major Neil Evenden of the Salvation Army Collingwood Community Church. Thank you for listening. And if you do not have a church home, we would invite you to worship with the Salvation Army. We have congregations in Godrich, Listowel, Wingham, Midland, Hanover, Wyreton, Owen Sound, and Collingwood. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Thank you, Major Neil Evenden from Collingwood, once again for your solid biblical teaching. May ours be a spirit of peace, joy, and total faith as we encourage one another, and especially the children, in the faith of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
music, inspiration, wellness. Catch Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Don and Helen Luther. Sunday mornings on the beach.